Hey everyone, this is Jean Tien, and welcome to episode 4 of the Be Unapologetically Authentic podcast. In this episode, I reveal the number one killer of success. You won't want to miss this episode if you've caught yourself asking, why not me lately? And we get started. So thanks everybody for joining me today in episode 4 of the Be Unapologetically Authentic podcast. This podcast is dedicated to everyone out there who is tired of the old paradigm of success and ready to really take on and adopt something that feels much more aligned to them, something that they're excited to wake up for, and something that they know they were always meant to do in their life. And last episode, in episode 3, we talked about success and what it means to the person, to yourself, to myself, etc., and how the definition of success is such a personal one. And, you know, despite what everyone else or what we've been taught in the past, and despite what everyone else may say, there is no one definition. There's not one universal definition of success. And as we were talking, and I thought more about it as well, one thing I do want to talk about further today and dive further into today is the number one killer of success. And it's something that, you know, I think we've all experienced before in our lives. I'm going to go out there and say maybe like 99.999% of our us have experienced this thing that I'm going to talk about as the number one killer of success. And there's only one word, well, two words really, that come to mind when I talk about this. So first of all, if you have asked yourself, if you've looked around your friends, your family, and you are a good person, so of course you're going to say that is so amazing for them and you're happy for them. Yet deep down inside, you're asking yourself, why not me? When is it going to be my turn? Why not me? Now this, if you've ever caught yourself feeling this way, if you've ever caught yourself saying something like this, first of all, you're not a bad person. You're just human, and we are all human, and we're all just human. But saying and asking this question is a true indication that while you are happy for the person that has achieved his or her goals, you're looking at them and comparing. And when you compare, there's also competition. And when you start to compare yourselves with the rest of the people around you, whether that's on TV, whether that's your friends, your coworkers, your family members, your sister, your brother, your dog even, you look at them, and if you're thinking deep down in your heart, you can feel that little tingling, that real little hesitation that keeps you from being 110%, you know, joyful for them, because you're wondering for yourself, why not me? This, my friend, is what is keeping you stuck. It's keeping you back from the goals that you're looking to achieve. Because, and hear me out on this one, because you're probably saying, well, no, that's crazy. I'm truly happy for them. I just want to know when it's my time. I get it. I ask myself that all the time. And, you know, I may be sitting here and talking about it on my podcast, but there's always times when I'm looking around and saying, well, why not me? Oh, my friend bought a brand new construction house. You know, I'm looking for a new house. Why not me? I work just as hard, if not harder. We have also dual income, et cetera. And we go into this explanation of why it should be us as well. And then you start to question, why isn't us? Because it's not us, because there's a couple of different reasons, right? First and foremost, we all have our own journeys. What we see on the outside, what they share with us, what we hear from them, what they share with us, what they choose to share with us, we don't know what their journeys are. We only know what our journeys are. And our journeys are our journeys to live, and things come at the time that they're meant to come. However, when we hold on to this question of why not me, why them, why, when is it, when will it be my time? You start, what it really is into showing you, right, is that there's a level of fear in your subconscious mind that basically you don't believe that it'll ever be your turn. And so you start to question. And for those of you who don't catch yourself doing this and who constantly compare, you start to push harder. Well, if they can do it, I can do it too. Yeah, absolutely. If they can do it, you can do it too. But are you meant to do it? Are you meant to do it the same way? Or are you meant to do it a different way, which quite frankly could bring something that they have, but maybe even better, maybe something you didn't even know you wanted. And so your success could be so much more grander. However, you're keeping yourself stuck to this image of success that somebody that basically belongs to somebody else. And so when you do not allow for that level of success of your success to come through the way that it was meant to come through, right? And then you start questioning, well, you know, why isn't it happening for me the same way? You are telling the universe that you do not believe that this will happen for you and that it has to look this way. Otherwise, it's not truly a success. So no matter what you've done, no matter all of the progress that you've made, you're poo-pooing on it. You're not giving it, you're not recognizing it. You're not recognizing the achievements that you've already accomplished, right? And you're focusing on what you don't have. Instead, you're focusing on what everyone else has. And that is the number one killer of success. Because my friends, remember, success is personal. And if you don't know what your personal formula for success is, you don't know, you haven't thought about it, you haven't envisioned your personal formula for success, then this is where we get caught up and we get easily distracted by what everybody else is doing. And so this is why it's so important to go back to truly achieve a bang out definition of success, a bang out picture of success. It is so critical for you to go back and really look at what does success mean to you? So, and look at, suss out what is the success that you were told you needed to have versus the success that makes you feel like freaking incredible on the inside, and what you envision success to always feel like. Because there are so many people out there, and I said this in my last episode as well, there are too many people out there who feel empty. Even though they have the seven figures in their bank account, or they make seven figures, they have the trophy wife or the perfect husband, they have the two kids and the, you know, white picket fence, it doesn't mean anything. And they keep chasing after things that they think will make them feel the way that success is going to make them feel. None of that will make you feel the way that success will make you feel, because number one, you don't know what it feels like because you haven't thought about it or you haven't looked into it. But number two, all of that is external. The only way you can truly feel that joy, that long lasting, that fulfillment, right? Long lasting fulfillment is from the inside of us, from us working towards what truly lights us up. That to me has real meaning when it comes to success. And when we start to compare ourselves, and when we figure that out, we don't compare ourselves anymore because we're confident that we have everything that we need inside of us to be able to achieve that fulfillment, to achieve the goals that we've set out for ourselves, because we know that those goals are aligned to our vision of success and not somebody else's. Because our vision of success, for the most part, my vision of success, and I'm pretty sure yours is too, is probably a whole lot bigger and grander and much more magical than anybody else's level of success or picture of success, right? That we know that, yes, the house will come, the cars will come, the nice vacations will come. All of that will come because it's the art of attraction. It's the law of attraction. We know that. And when we start to focus on ourselves we start to focus on the creation aspect, and then we can then move on. And we can work towards it with full confidence. And it's that level of confidence that will truly bring you back into alignment with your success. And so I'd love to hear what you think about the comparison versus competition energy. Do you find yourself getting caught up in it? Have you ever asked that question? And how do you move on from it? And what causes you to ask that question? Because you know what? I'd love to give you a couple of journaling prompts, right? If you've ever asked yourself, why not me? When will it be my turn? I'd love for you to take out a pen and paper and ask yourself the question of what is creating this fear within me that keeps me from focusing on my own level of success? I'm on my own goals. And what makes me think that just because somebody doesn't have it, somebody gets it, that I can't have it? Because so often, I think one of the biggest myths out there is that, you know, success is limited. Meaning, like, I was going to say it's like a limited pie, but it's like success, there's a limited amount of it. It's actually not true. We have success in every person in this planet is capable and able to achieve success if they haven't already done so. It's just up to us to recognize how and where it has already been and how and where we can incorporate more of it into our lives and what else we can do. And so if you think about it that way, success really isn't limited. Billions of people in this earth is capable of achieving the success that they desire. And it happens. And it can happen for everyone. We just need the right tools, and we start by journaling to uncover the beliefs, the conditioned beliefs, the beliefs that have been conditioned within us to look at everyone, to compare, to look at what it means when we start to feel this way about other people's joy, about other people's achievements. And then also to look at what it means for ourselves. What fear is it that we hold on to? What limiting beliefs are? Is there really a unlimited source of success? Or is it really just a pizza pie? You know, once everybody takes their slice, it's gone. And kind of look at what, you know, where did you get that belief from? How, movies, parents, etc., teachers? These people all influence our ability to really step into our success because they carried with them these conditioned beliefs and they shared them with you thinking that they were facts when in fact they are not. So I'd love to hear from you what you came up with, how your journaling went, and if you have enjoyed this episode, please like, give it 5 stars and share so that we can get more people. We can reach out to those billions and billions of people and help them or support them as they discover their success as well. And so thank you again, everyone, for listening. Having a little bit of success.